This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Protesters hit the streets again in Myanmar on Thursday in Yangon and Mandalay, as well as other towns that have been hot spots for unrest. AP's Karen Chamas has details.
Crowds gathered in Yangon, Myanmar's largest city, chanting against the recent coup and violence that has killed many protesters so far. Despite the shocking violence the day before, demonstrators across the country were again met with tear gas. Footage from the protests of Myanmar's bloodiest day so far showed security forces shooting a person at point-blank range and chasing down and savagely beating demonstrators. The United States called the images appalling. The UN Human Rights Chief said it was time to end the military stranglehold over democracy in Myanmar. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Capitol Police want the National Guard to stay at the U.S. Capitol for now. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Law enforcement remains on high alert, and the National Guard is still patrolling on Capitol Hill. The Guard's deployment is due to end next week, but the AP has learned Capitol Police are asking that guardsmen stay another 60 days. Michigan Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin tells the AP while lawmakers do not feel totally secure in the building, there needs to be a more solid security plan built around Capitol Police and local partners.
We can't depend on National Guard for our security.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she has a draft of a security review done by a retired general, but did not detail what's in it. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A car bomb killed or injured a number of fighters traveling in a convoy of vehicles belonging to Yemen's main southern separatist forces in the city of Aden on Thursday. Officials gave no casualty figures. Visit voanews.com.